Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a podcast where we talk about, all things embarrassing. We tell our stories. You tell your stories. You call up. We see your face. You tell our stories. We laugh with you. We cry with you. We cringe with you. We are here to be united. We are here to spread some love. We are here to spread some laughter. I'm Mary Kate.
And I'm Katie. Let's turn Beat Red.
How's your week?
Oh my God. You actually beat me. I think I zoned out there.
You did. You were like in your own like flying. So you were like playing
with vibing with what you were saying. And then I just freaking checked out. How was my week? We were both out of town. So sorry. We didn't tell you guys. We're the worst. I was out of town. Then she was out of town. So
yes.
We skipped a couple weeks there. Our bad. But yeah, I was in New York. And it was really fun. I went to go support a friend. She did a little premiere my friend Nancy is on That Thrifting Show, which is on Hulu.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Very amazing. Very fun. She did a great job. And so she did a little premiere party for the episode. And I went up there for that. And I had so much fun. And I'm going back. It'll be after the next episode airs, but I'm going finally to the Chelsea Flea in New York. And I am so excited because I've always wanted to go. Nancy always goes. She makes it look so amazing. By the way, if you are a vintage lover and a home decor lover and a fashion lover, she's Casa Cavalier. So go follow her. You may have heard of her. She got kind of famous for, she discovered those Picasso plates for like, I think it was either $4 or $6. And she got a set of four at the Goodwill. And they were genuine Picasso plates. And she sold them for $40,000 at auction.
Isn't that amazing? What are you telling me? What does this
mean? Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. That's amazing.
That's the score that everyone dreams of. Like, I hope that I have some of those, like, pieces somewhere in my home that are worth something that one day I'll go on Antique Roadshow and find out.
But you have to go on Antique Roadshow.
Has such a great eye. And so, yeah, she's Casa Cavalier. We've been Instagram friends for a long time. And we're finally going to get to go to the Flea in New York next Saturday. And I'm very excited about that. So
that
you can
like
check that out on my Instagram because it'll be on there in a couple weeks.
Oh, you're going to be so great. You're gonna have someone call, can someone just follow you around with the camera? I would do it if I was there.
That's me following me around with the camera.
You need to hire someone that just walk you through the whole
thing. Well, we're both influencers, so we'll be taping each other for sure. But yeah, that's like what I'm really, really excited about.
Oh my God.
And
I bet.
Yeah. It was a very short trip. I'm excited to go back and I'm gonna stay overnight and I have to go to another event on Friday this company, Mixed, who I love, Mixed by Nazrin. You know her, right? Yeah, her beautiful
I know her because
like,
of you.
Dresses. Yeah, she's so talented. So I'm going to an event for her on Friday, and I'm so excited.
She does everything. Right? She does like all her fabric and everything and makes the designs herself. And then, I mean, she has a team now
because she's really exploded. And I went to her New York location. It's beautiful. She's so talented. So I can't wait for that. I love supporting women. Women-owned businesses. Yeah. So that's pretty much what I did last week. What about you? How was your trip?
You know, I went to Idaho and it was great. And I saw my three
Idaho
nieces talking about women. Idaho, you a hoe. Oh, that's a good one. I need a shirt. Can you find that at the Chelsea
Flea? That
is
a shirt. That's why I said it. You remember what? Dita that we used to work with? Her ex-boyfriend had that shirt, and I thought it was so funny. Like, this was
Idaho,
like
Utaho?
12 years ago. Idaho, Utaho.
That's actually really funny.
It's so stupid.
Darn it. I wish I had that. I'm going to worn it now. I want to go back in time. That was
fun. I'm so rude. I totally interrupted you. Go ahead.
No, not at all. I mean, my trip, just seeing my nieces grow up, they're amazing. They're all moving to Wisconsin. So we went to a water park on Memorial Day.
Oh my
and
God.
I got to tell you, it was a dream. It was a dream. We were in a lazy river for like 2 hours because we just didn't get out.
That.
We were just going through. I saw my brother-in-law like on a tube wipe out. It was perfect. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it's just summertime over here, you know? But I will say, I did see a really beautiful exhibit at the Broad, the Yoko Ono exhibit. And I had no idea I had no idea about her. I had no idea that she's so, just brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
And
she's
so
incredible.
If anyone can see that, they should go.
I know. I wish I was there. I'm seeing all these things pop up where people are like, I'm at the Pasadena City College Flea. And I'm like, no. We always went to that together and it was so fun. I know.
I haven't been back since you've left. I can't go.
Go for me.
But you're going to Chelsea. You're going to the Chelsea Thrift Flea.
I know,
you're going to forget all about
be
PCC.
No, it's going to be way more expensive, I'm sure, the Chelsea flea, 100%. But hopefully I'll find some gems.
Well, you'll
there.
Get inspiration and then you can go find it somewhere else.
When it's not too hot yet, which is nice, you know.
It's beautiful.
It's still a nice time. Why is your family or why is your sister moving to Wisconsin? What's in
my Wisconsin? Brother-in-law works for a fish and game and he got a job there. He's just switching from Idaho's fish and game to Wisconsin's fish and game. Yeah. And they
That's
have
a
better
big
schools.
Jump, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The schools are good there and they have like a choir and an orchestra, and it's just going to be it's closer to my parents. Mainly that's the reason.
That's nice.
Is that they want to be close to our folks, you know, just
I
like you are now. Yeah.
And they got that good cheese.
You get that good cheese.
They're going from the best potatoes, which are my personal favorite, to cheese, which is another personal favorite. So potatoes for cheese, that's a fair swap, I feel like, you know?
I love cheese so much.
It's just the best.
I know. I'm not supposed to have it because I'm getting old and I have cholesterol issues. But you know what? I'm going to eat cheese today.
It's really hard for me to
I'm
going to
eat some cheese today. That's where I'm at. I'm like, you know what? I feel like cheese.
You know what? I'm going to have a big old block of cheese.
I just want a big old cheese block.
It's the best.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
Should we tell some stories? I'm so happy to see your face. I missed you so much. I always do, but you know, I miss seeing your face even on the screen because that's what we have now, and that counts.
Well, and I watch your page and I love it so much. Everything you're doing, I feel like, oh, that's my friend. She's amazing. So please go follow her if you're just tuning in at Candy Colored Home. She's so good. So
you're so
good.
You're the best human. Best human award. Goes to you.
No.
It's true.
No, it's you.
Do you want it's me to you. Start? Do you want to start? What do you feeling?
Whatever. Whatever you feel. Let's do it. I'll start.
Okay, you do it.
Okay.
Kick us off.
Oh, bam. Here we go. I'm stepping up to bat. So this is from a website, Snarky in the Suburbs. And an anonymous writes, my daughter's favorite summer mom story happened in Denver when we were at a water park. Oh, I knew there was going to be some kind of
connection. Hey, you're
tying it in. Because I'm a fool, as soon as we got there, I let my then 6-year-old talk me into going on a ride called the Toilet Bowl. Can you just picture that already?
It's just going, you're swirling down the drain.
Basically, you're hugging a tube as you're launched down an incline, and then you wrestle with
centrifugal force?
Yes. Damn. And then you wrestle with centrifugal force. God damn, can you say
centrifugal,
it?
Centrifugal
force.
You got it.
Okay. You're launched down an incline, and then you wrestle with centrifugal. God damn.
It's fine. We got it. They know. Okay. Just keep it all in.
As you're swirled around and around the bowl of the toilet until you're swallowed by another slide. Oh, let's see. I feel like I just
wouldn't,
went down the toilet
I wouldn't.
Bowl.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
No, nothing called the toilet bowl because people are peeing in there, you know. Well, I fell out of the tube and the centrifugal force combined with aggressive water jets managed to pull the top down on my one-piece swimsuit. Yes, I was on a water park ride topless and circling the toilet bowl over and over to a throng of spectators until I was flushed.
And there's so many kids and your boobies are just flopping around. There's nothing you can do.
Also, there's like people waiting in line. So I imagine like the stairs, people are looking over the rails because they're bored. What else are they going to do? They don't have their phones. They just have to look around.
I would wear a full body wetsuit on that ride. Like that's how you would catch me on that ride.
I would love to see that. Someone in just a full body wetsuit.
Yeah. Just I'm going surfing down the toilet bowl. Down the toilet bowl because I am not going to be caught with my boobs flapping around.
No, that's embarrassing. Your 6-year-old's there too. Like, oh, mommy. Yet, we didn't leave the water park, which meant throughout the day, strangers would see me and say things like, whoa, that was some ride, lady. I felt like I was doing a walk of shame the entire day, and not even a funnel cake and Dippin' Dots could remediate my misery.
Now I want both of those.
Me too. Can I have a funnel cake, please? Well, actually, when we were at the water park, it shut down because it was like hurricane weather came through.
Oh,
we were like
terrifying.
Running with for our lives to our car. But the one thing my niece said when she got in the car after a day of water park was, we didn't get a funnel cake. I was like,
aww.
Get out of
I
here.
I do not associate a funnel cake with the water park. I associate that with like carnivals, but not
Same.
The water park. That's interesting.
They had everything. Wow. Well, we didn't get one.
I do associate Dippin' Dots with all of it. They're everywhere. Yeah,
they are. They are everywhere. Well done, Dippin' Dots. Sponsor treasure. Us. Sponsor us.
Sponsor Dippin' us, Dippin' Dots. We like you. Okay, my first story comes from Cora and Parvathi Tompi. I'm not going to say this right. I'm so sorry. Parvathi Tompi, right. Something like that. I apologize. Okay. This happened when I stayed at my grandparents' place during my middle school years. I woke up one morning realizing that my period had started while I was sleeping. I was late for school and I had to get ready quickly, which means I didn't have enough time to wash my bloodied clothes before I left.
After I took
a shower, I placed my underpants and shorts, which were both soaked in blood, separately in a corner so I could come home after school and wash them. My school was until 2 p.m., and I got home just after lunchtime. This is the usual time for my grandmother to catch up with her friends, and that day they were meeting at my house. As usual, I rushed into the kitchen to quickly grab a snack, and there stands my grandmother's maid fuming at me. What? Before I could even ask what happened, she shouted, "I am not here to wash your bloodied underpants. I come from a decent family, and if you want such things to be done for you, look for someone else."
Excuse me, you're fired.
That is a nightmare. Nightmare. This was loud enough for my grandma and all of her friends to hear, and they all peeked in to see what was going on. I stood there clueless of how she got it, flushing red as all the grannies were giving me that stare. I apologized and left the room immediately. Later, I spoke to my granny and we told the maid I didn't put it with my other clothes and it wasn't right on her part to shout at me like that for something I didn't do, but the damage was done. I was so awkward and embarrassed. I could never show my face to my granny's friends again. It's like, that's so horrible. Sweet baby.
I mean, as much as I respect that move by the maid, I'm still like, dude, you're employed there. You don't have to wash any menstrual blood, but you don't have to yell at the people either.
But also, like, since they were, yeah, but I guess, like, if the maid is there, they have to clean the floors and everything. And she, like, stuck them in the corners, which is weird. I would have maybe, like, put them over the bathtub or something.
Put
I don't know.
A bag she, or something, yeah.
Yeah, it is a little weird she stuck them in the corner, but she obviously, like, she's a kid. She doesn't realize when the maid is coming. Like, she didn't do it on purpose. The maid was like, hell no.
Yeah, I know.
I am not cleaning your nasty ass clothes.
I'd be like, you know what, lady? I know you get your period, too. We all do. We're women. We all get our period.
She's a kid. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, that is embarrassing. I didn't have a voice back then. I still think about all the girls. I did not tell all the girls, like two, that I did not tell that they got their period at school because I just too embarrassed. Mm. I didn't know how to tell them, you know. And to
that
this day, I regret
they had
it.
Blood on their underpants. On their
yes,
pants.
And I was like I would try to. It happened like one time. I followed behind this girl and was like trying to like block her from being
you're
seen.
So cute.
She found out, but I mean, you know, still I didn't.
It is an awkward thing, especially at that age, because you feel like you're delivering bad news to someone too. You know, as important
you're
as
pointing
it is to
it
tell
out.
People. Yeah,
yeah, and you're like you feel like you're going to be the one that embarrasses them, but in actuality, if you see something, you have to say something. It's like something in your teeth or something, you know.
Yeah. Have you seen the TikToks of the guy who goes to, I think it's Costco, and he always puts something weird on top of his car, like
no.
a big tub of mayonnaise or something else. And he just drives around the parking lot to see who will tell him, like, you got a tub of mayonnaise on top of your car. It's so funny. Like, it's ridiculous. So he puts all these, like, random objects from Costco. But it is true. Like, everyone's like, oh, the world is still good. Like, people are still out here telling him. So everybody does try to stop him. It's pretty funny. Nice. And to see, like, what people say and how they, like, try to get his attention. It's hilarious.
I love that. I love that you told me that. And I love that person does that.
I'm going to find it and send it to you.
Send it to me. I got to see it.
I'm going to send it to you.
Send it to me. Oh, okay. Whoa, it was my turn. Here we go. I was like, and? Oh.
You're like, why are you staring at me? I'm like.
Okay, this is people are like, didn't my phone break? Okay, this is from a website called Love to Know. And Karen writes, when I was in my early 20s, I forgot to do my laundry and I didn't have any clean undies. Whoa, a trend here. So I put on a super long skirt, figuring there'd be little chance of a wardrobe malfunction. My friend came to pick me up to go somewhere. It had been raining. Oh, and our neighbors had construction going on in their house. These three things, long skirt, no undies, construction workers, and rain, all converged with my complete lack of grace in one of the most horrifying moments of my life. I walked out on the porch. My feet went out from under me, and I landed on my back on the porch, right in front of the construction crew, with my skirt flipped up over my head.
No.
Yeah, that's it. That's the whole story. And I know it's short and sweet, but, like, that is a trifecta of embarrassment.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Your like, vag is out.
And but, of course, that's what happens, like, because you're thinking about it, you're worrying about it, like, the possibility of it. But also, put on pants next time.
Yeah. I mean, maybe do your laundry a couple days early, you know? Yeah. It's Mondays. Or pants. Just wear some pants on.
Then you're fine.
Maybe a long skirt.
Yeah. You would have still slipped and felt stupid, but you wouldn't have exposed yourself to all.
You know what would have happened? Her pants would have split.
Yeah, they would have ripped, and then she still would have had that.
She would have had her vagina showing to everyone.
The embarrassment demon, when it's coming for you, it's coming for you. It's your fate.
It's like, what's that Final Destination?
You just need a little, you know, a little taking a notch down, you know? You need a little humility. That's what you need sometimes.
You need a little humiliation sometimes. But can I ask you a question? Do you want to pitch Final Destination embarrassment with me to the studios?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking across the board, everyone, HBO,
all of
CNN.
Them. All right. CNN.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know the studios anymore.
Let's do it.
All right. Come back out.
Okay. My next story comes from Cora, and David Patrick writes, back in 2006 or so, I was taking ballroom dance lessons. One evening, I ate bad Chinese, and within 30 minutes of eating orange chicken, I had to go badly. And as I was on the bus on my way to dance lessons, I was squeezing tightly. It's always the bus.
Jeez, the wheels on the bus.
I had to wait until another 5 to 10 minutes before I could get off. I got off the bus at the stop I was supposed to, and luckily there was a KFC. I was golden. I knew I'd be safe from doing a number two all over myself. As soon as I walked in, the entire KFC smelled like a restroom stop you'd see on the side of the road during a road trip. At that point, it didn't really matter. I didn't have the option of finding a cleaner place to poo. I walked in, and as soon as I got to the bathroom door, it wouldn't close. Like I said before, it was now or never. I threw down the toilet tissue on the rim of the seat, and I went. Now, the structure of this bathroom was odd. There wasn't just a stall. It was a toilet and a urinal. As I was cleaning myself off, I had my pants around my ankles, and an older guy walked in. Mind you, I'm fully pooping and cleaning myself off and standing up with my pants around my ankles. And he stays. And all he says is, "Excuse me," and proceeds to the urinal.
What?
I was thinking to myself, is this really happening? I didn't even finish wiping. I just ran out of there. I didn't even wash my hands because I knew I'd probably never see that guy again, and I refused to make eye contact. It was definitely embarrassing because I was in my most vulnerable state, if you know what I mean. I was like, I didn't wash his hands. Gross.
Can I tell you
something? Also, who walks in? The guy just had to pee. Like, you see the guy's full on pooping. Just wait outside the stall, you know? The door's broken and he didn't realize. But when you walk in, what do you go, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, walk back out.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm so sorry. He did not care at all.
He did not care. He really had to pee. I mean, that guy probably had his own embarrassing story happening. But can I just tell you what I love so much? That gentleman who was, you know, going through this very vulnerable moment, didn't fully wipe, didn't wash his hands, and was about to go ballroom dancing.
Ew, imagine how bad that smelled. Yeah, he's like twirling around and they're like, what is that? I hope he washed his hands before he held his dance partner. Ew. Yeah,
they're like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, we. This
she they're
stinks.
Like, yeah, they're doing their little waltz. And then she's like, ew, what is that? Like, gross.
Which makes me wonder if like that happened all the time back in the day when they were all waltzing. Like any
everybody
waltz
was
scene,
pooping and waltzing. It's a
everyone
bad combo.
Had poop on their hands. Everyone had poop on their hands. I love that. He's like, Debbie, is your dance card full? And she's like, no. There's always room for you, Walter. And he's like, may I have this dance? And then they're dancing. Dun, da, 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 da. And then she's like, ew.
Yeah.
Did you wipe your butt with your hand, Walter?
Those butt cheeks were rank. He did not finish wiping. You know, it was so gross.
You had jumped right to the butt cheeks.
And it gets like those little ballrooms, they get like hot and sweaty. Like,
yep. And your little like cute butt and your cute dancing pants, your cute ballroom dancing pants.
I don't know how cute it is with a full on skid mark in the back. It is not cute. Those chinos had a little brown streak down the back.
Chinos. Are you picturing khaki chinos right now?
He had his chinos on. Yeah. And he had
Or do you think white linen?
No, I think that we won't go that far.
Like Hemingway dancing right there.
This is a skid mark.
Hemingway with a skid mark and ballroom dancing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this is a hot take, but I'm sure Ernest Hemingway had skid marks.
Okay, I believe that's probably true. He was doing a lot of drinking. He was, you know.
Doing a lot of like, yeah.
He probably wasn't wiping too well.
A lot of camping.
I think it's a safe bet.
Yeah. Should we talk to a historian about this?
We should. We
Do you
really
want to
should.
Pitch a history documentary about Ernest Hemingway and his like digestion?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for saying yes. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Sponsor
us. I'm going to say yes
Hemingway
to all of it.
Foundation.
No, we're pitching all of it.
I'm crying because we just went on this major, major
skid mark
journey.
Tangent.
Skid mark tangent. And that is a skid mark tangent. Trademark. Okay, this next one is from Reddit, and Lazy Poco writes, I asked someone to dance right after moving to Denver. It was my first dance.
We have two back-to-back dance stories. See, look at that.
The cauldron of creativity is boiling over.
Okay, sorry, go ahead.
I saw them dancing and they looked like a lot of fun. I'm a primary lead and asked them to dance. They presented as female, but let me know as soon as we started that they were non-binary and went by they, them. I said something like, no problem. I'll do my best to remember and I'm sorry if I mess up. Anyway, we start dancing and they were great. It's going well until I, to this day, still cannot figure out what happened. All I can think is that maybe it was something from the cuddle position and we missed a hand connection, but I did something where I sent them away from me while facing away from me and both of my hands ended up reaching around to the front of them and I got two handfuls of boob. And I mean like a handful. Boob and butt grazes happen, but this was something else. I felt so awful. I can't help but connect the boob grab with the fact that they were non-binary, like I was double checking. Ugh. They finished the dance with me, which was very nice of them. I lived there for about 3 years, but at first we mostly danced at different scenes. They started coming to my scene pretty often and we got along well and danced a lot. And I'm not sure if they remembered who I was or what I did.
Definitely remembered who you are.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
forget
I know.
When somebody grabs your
chest. Just like full, but yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I was doing a lot of actually reading about dancing embarrassing moments because I think they're funny. Like, I think it's, like, so funny to be dancing with someone and then, like, do something embarrassing because it happens to me all the time. But there are a lot of combinations that when you're professionally dancing with someone or you go to dance, like, you have to memorize a lot of moves. And they're all, like, so specific. And I love the idea that people know them, but just one, like, false step. And you're just
I'm
like,
picturing like, you know, you have the away and then you roll them in. But like, how do you go from holding their hand to grabbing both
maybe,
of their boobs?
Maybe you were trying to like grab their elbows and swing them back out again. And then you
I don't know.
Like,
that's crazy.
Honk, honk.
Yeah. Seems a little sus. Seems a little sus, buddy.
Person was vulnerable. And they're like, look, I am devastated. I will never do this again. You're like, you did it on purpose, you bozo.
Maybe you did it on purpose. Your story is not really checking out there, buddy. But okay. All right. We feel bad for you.
We do.
This next story comes from Cora, and Matthew writes, I was at a bachelor party in Eugene, Springfield, Oregon. Before the festivities began, everyone drew cards. On those cards was the one drink you could order all night. I drew
White Russian. I was like, that was your first mistake. That's the pukiest drink ever.
Anything with milk in it is so disgusting.
Oh, it's disgusting.
Milk and vodka.
Ugh. Yeah, that's just a recipe for disaster in your tum-tum.
Yeah.
Okay. Ugh,
gross.
Long after midnight, after absolutely pounding them down for about 4 hours, I went outside and passed out in the back of a friend's pickup. Later that night, I woke up sick and vomiting all over the back of the pickup, which was now moving down the road.
What?
I leaned over the tailgate and continued to evacuate my stomach. The stream of white liquid was almost glow-in-the-dark in color through the headlights of the car behind us.
Oh, my God. That's so vivid.
Unfortunately, that car was a Lane County Sheriff's Deputy Patrol. The worst person to puke onto. Like, what are the odds, you know?
They're like, flip on the lights. We got a live one.
The story gets crazier. Okay.
Oh, no.
The pickup got pulled over, only to find out it did not actually belong to my friend and was owned by someone I didn't know. So he went and passed out in a random person's truck. They didn't even realize they left the bar. And then all of a sudden they're getting pulled over because this person in the back is throwing up all over the cop
car
behind
them. On the police car. That is amazing. That is amazing.
The deputy let me finish heaving. Then he handcuffed me and put me in the back of the car. I must have passed out again because the cop woke me up in the parking lot of the bar we had left. The pickup driver told him where I must have gotten in. I was still handcuffed and he led me into the bar where he hollered, "Does this guy belong to anyone in here?" Oh, my God. Friends actually claimed me and took me home where I will never live it down, even though it happened 23 years ago. And how nice was that cop that he actually took him back to the bar and released him. He could have taken him to jail for public intoxication and given him some other fine for, like, stowing away in this stranger's truck.
Yeah.
He recognized, okay, he's at a bachelor party. He's young. He's drunk. He's whatever.
He puked on my car. That's why I would give him a ticket. I'd be like, here's for puking all over my car.
You got to at least pay a cleaning fine.
You have to pay if it's going to need to get detailed. I would really milk it. I would milk it.
Maybe he did at least get charged a cleaning fine or some kind of fee, but he, like, let him go and not hold him.
I feel like the Big Lebowski did everyone an injustice by making White Russians popular again. Sorry, that's another hot take. We might have lost listeners for that one. But, I mean, I just think something to do, just – and also a game where you have to order the same drink every night. I understand because it's good to not mix liquor, but, like, a White Russian, who threw that in the hat?
I know. That's just someone
Big Lebowski fan.
Or just mean. Like, whoever draws this is fucked.
That's true. Brothers.
That's true. Yeah.
I can't think of a worse drink, honestly. I can't.
Okay, I've got one for you.
What?
Alcohol. Another TikTok. I'm just referencing all the TikToks, but I just saw this one. It was hilarious. So this guy is blindfolded, and his wife or girlfriend, I don't remember which one, is throwing drinks. Like, so he's blindfolded, and he's just got his mouth open.
Oh, no.
She's throwing drinks, which are, like, getting all over him, and only, like, a partial. Sometimes a drop gets in. Sometimes a huge glug that he chokes on. And she's, like, throwing all of these drinks into his face, and he has to guess what it is. So, like, the first one was, like, Gatorade, and she gets it. And he gets it, which was great. And then the next one is, like, she did, like, some nasty stuff. She did, like, buttermilk. She did tomato, like,
ew.
V8. Like, all these. Oh, she did, like, ranch, mustard. Like, he's, like, covered in the grossest stuff.
I'd be throwing up.
The last one she did, I was like, you're diabolical. She put clam juice in his mouth. Then he started, like, at first he was like, what is that? That doesn't really taste like anything. And then he was like, he could smell it, and it just made him so sick.
I hate that.
I was like, you're so mean. Clam juice into your open mouth. So gross.
Clam juice after mustard and ranch and
clam
juice.
And ranch and mayo. I think she did mayo. She was like,
so I could never do that.
Buttermilk.
I don't think I trust anyone to blindfold me and throw drinks at my face. I don't think I trust. Because did you ever go to a sleepover and have someone put Tabasco on your lips when you were trying to sleep?
No, that's horrible.
Me neither.
That's awful. No, definitely
no,
we did the, like, the hand in the water, drawing on people, like, that kind of stuff. But we more so did, like, the light as a feather, like, all that stuff, you know?
Me too. And then the first person to fall asleep was always me, and they put Tabasco on my lips, and that's how I woke up. So I don't like
that
being blindfolded.
That can get in your eyes. That's so mean.
Yeah. It burned to this day. It, like, made
it
my lips
burns.
Look fantastic.
Like, that's horrible. your quote unquote friends were real mean.
They were kind of mean girls. Yeah, they were. We were cool. All wearing our Umbros and our Banana Republic T-shirts, 100%. And we were on soccer.
It was all Umbros. Yes, it was the fashion. It was the style.
Or male boxers, which are now back.
And they're back. Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's like you'd buy male flannel boxers.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd be like, "Ooh, that's a good tartan." Like, just play like jealous of the male boxers at the sleepovers. Okay, my last story comes from Reddit. And Cyrano de Maniac writes,
nice.
A good friend and I are having an absolute stellar dance. Oh, this is another dance one. Okay, I did go down in a deep dive. Anyway, one of those, everything is clicking. We're both on our A game. This is going to be one of the best dances of the year type dances. You know the ones I'm talking about. Right, Katie?
So cute.
Do you know the ones they're talking about?
I know what he's talking about.
Yeah. You the and Mirage, best. Cutting a rug. Here we go. Whatever song was playing, I knew it was going to end in a big musical hit by the band and a sudden stop. As that last beat is approaching, I get everything set up to end at just the right moment, hands at about chest level in compression with each other, both leaning into one another. It was going to be epic, which it was. Except instead of a dead stop, my right hand slipped off of hers and I ended up punching her square in the jaw.
Oh, no.
Punching her square in the jaw. So it's like, ba dum bum ba da da bum. He's like, boom. She loosens a filling. Mortification and apologies once again. She's still a great friend, and we laugh about that incident from time to time to this day. That's the end of the story. So that's that. But I do.
It didn't turn into anything romantic because you punched her in the jaw. Yeah.
I have a quickie. It's like one sentence one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Mayor of Tuesday from Reddit writes, I tried to lead a fancy move and somehow kicked my partner in the head. Anyway, 4 years later, we got married.
Aw, that was a happy ending.
Yeah, I kicked her in the head to wedding bells.
Kicked her in the head, kicked her in the heart. Oh, okay.
Yes, Katie. You're hired. Yes.
Okay, my last story comes from Cora, and John Vincent writes, many years ago, I was with my then-girlfriend, and we had traveled up north to visit her twin sister. The relationship that I had with my girlfriend at the time, was pretty much solely based around sex. We had a very pleasant stay with her sister, and apart from one uncomfortable conversation with Susan's sister, we had a great time. The thing is, we were very active at night, and we were sharing a single bed. It was actually the sister's young son's bed, and not really designed for an adult, let alone two adults. Certainly not two active adults.
Oh my God.
So they're boning like bunnies.
They're boning like bunnies.
We stayed there for 4 nights, and around 4 a.m. on the last night, we were rudely awakened by a very loud cracking noise, and we were dumped onto the floor. The poor bed had taken as much as it could and had obviously been weakened by our activities. So when one of us had tried to turn over in the night, it just gave up. The bed frame was in pieces, totally unrepairable. And what made it worse, the sister came bursting into the room to see that we were okay, only to find us wrapped around each other and stark naked. Yep. Definitely a very embarrassing way to wake up.
That is very embarrassing. I cannot even believe it. And also, that takes a lot of balls to go to someone's house and like bone like that. You know, it's probably loud and everyone could probably hear it.
I know. And when you're like, in the kid's bed is so gross.
But also, did you hear the part in that story where he's like, despite a very uncomfortable conversation with the sister-in-law? Yeah. I wonder if she's like, whatever you do, just don't break this bed. My son loves it. Just be careful because you guys are going to be sleeping in it together. So just like be careful.
I think that came after this night was the uncomfortable conversation. It was a great time.
You can never come back to my house.
Breaking the bed and getting walked in on naked.
Yeah, that's
awkward.
That's our show.
We hope you loved it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
Please tell us your stories. And you can go also on Instagram and just DM us. Just DM us your stories. Or if you want to come on, please. We love it when you come on and tell your stories. And we love, love, love when you write reviews. So please, please write some reviews because we need some new ones. We need some fresh reviews out there.
Yes, we do.
And if you want to buy us a coffee, you can go to our Patreon page, which is listed in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
Join them. See you next week.